This is KCUR 89.3. FIFA is soccer's international sanctioning body and has the final say on which U.S. cities will host World Cup matches in 2026. With Kansas City being one of the finalists, KCUR's Greg Eklund tells us how well KC scored this summer on FIFA's report card.
When the U.S., Canada, and Mexico won in June their combined bid to host the World Cup, Kansas City organizers celebrated.
So now here we are.
Mayor Sly James, whose time in office is nearing its end, says the city is ripe to be chosen as one of 10 U.S. host cities from among the 17 in the running.
Kansas City is probably shining about as much as it can, and we still have so much more room to grow.
Any World Cup game would be played in Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs have promised to widen the football field to meet FIFA soccer standards. FIFA's grading scale goes from 1 to 5, with 5 being the best, and Arrowhead gets a 4.2. David Ficklin, the director of Kansas City's bid, says the stadium's capacity is a bonus.
When you talk about wanting to maximize revenue for a tournament, to have a 76,000-seat venue helps our chances immensely.
But four other cities, Denver, Houston, San Francisco, and Miami, have better marks. And that's where the competition comes in, though Ficklin believes that some cities will eliminate themselves because of their proximity to each other, like Miami and Orlando.
I am going to speculate. One of those cities is going to make it and one of those cities isn't.
So the stadium's a plus. Public transportation? Well, in the category that FIFA calls general accommodation and intercity connectivity, Kansas City ranks last among U.S. finalists. Ron Ecclepool specializes in transportation for the Mid-America Regional Council. He says FIFA's analysis wasn't breaking news.
The issue of our public transportation system is one that we've known about for a long time and have been working hard to improve.
All passengers must present proper photo identification when checking in.
And there's the issue of getting here. Coastal cities like Miami offer more international flights, which was a clear issue when Kansas City hosted a women's soccer doubleheader this summer. Brazil, Japan, and Australia all traveled here with some draining itineraries. Australian midfielder Alex Chidiak says her trip took more than 20 hours.
Yeah, I traveled here from Adelaide to Sydney, Sydney to San Fran. We actually missed our flight. So we had to go to San Diego and then come here to Kansas. So it was a really long travel day.
But by 2026, Kansas City's airport is expected to have its new single terminal, possibly with more international flights. Ficklin says he's confident the new airport will be fully operational.
Building big projects is incredibly difficult. It's kind of like making sausage. If you pay attention to every detail, it's really messy. And that's what's happening right now in our city.
So who is Kansas City's competition? If it's about proximity to each other, centrally located cities, look to Denver and Nashville. Major League Soccer has the Colorado Rapids in Denver. Nashville, scheduled to have an MLS expansion team in 2020, was a host site this week for a friendly against Mexico. Ficklin believes Kansas City's passion for soccer gives it an edge. Sporting Kansas City has sold out 118 consecutive regular and postseason home matches.
We've changed the nature of our sport, where we have developed a true soccer culture here. Real fans who love the game and are smart.
No timetable has been set for when FIFA will inspect each potential host city. But FIFA's decision on what cities it will choose is expected to be sometime in 2020. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.